For this week's Beast Bucket, we're joined by Antonio Aversano. He is the author from Tragedy to Transformation, A Son's Lessons from 9-11. And we're going to talk about 9-11, a little bit about September 11th Families for a Peaceful Tomorrow, but really focus more on the personal story of so many people who unfortunately suffered a tragedy on 9-11. But I just want to briefly point out that a report is out this week that 75% of the 15,500 first responders at the World Trade Center are suffering long-term illnesses related to 9-11. Obviously, recently, the United States has withdrawn its troops from Afghanistan, and that will be certainly a lot of focus as we come up to the 20th anniversary. And should also note that last week, President Biden issued an executive order directing the various intelligence agencies to declassify some of the reports, particularly related to the possible involvement of Saudi Arabia 9-11 that had been requested from some of the family victims. But we're joined by Antonio Aversano, who grew up in Troy, is visiting there at the moment. But Antonio, why don't you give us a brief introduction to, you know, your father was unfortunately killed at 9-11. What was your reaction, you know, to when 9-11 occurred?
Well, hi, Mark. Thanks so much for having me and letting me share a little bit of my story and remembering my dad at this, time where many of us will always remember. I was actually living in Santa Cruz, California on September 11th, 2001, and was woken up by a phone call from my Uncle Phil because of the time change. It was really early in the West Coast when all of this tragedy was happening, and I received a phone call from my father's brother, my Uncle Phil, who basically said something like, wake up, they did it again, they flew a plane into the World Trade Center, we haven't heard from your father, oh my God, the building's falling down right now on the TV, I gotta go, click. That was my wake-up call that morning, which was pretty heavy, pretty intense. My dad worked in the South Tower of the World Trade Center complex, which is the building that got hit second but fell first. And because my dad, Lou, was such a positive, happy, social, and really dedicated man of integrity, he had a role that day that not a lot of people know about, that the fire department of New York had asked one employee from every floor to kind of be like a fire marshal in the event of a tragedy there or any incident where they had a certain protocol to go through to make sure mainly everybody was off the floor, all the doors were closed, things like that. And basically meant he was one of the last people to leave his floor, which he worked on one of the top floors of the South Tower, which we all know was not a good place to be that day. So, but that phone call was a wake-up call for me that day. And I almost named that, you know, the book that you shared. Thank you very much, my little just sharing of my stories. I almost named that wake-up call because it, when I look back and over the years, that day, that moment really signified what was to come. And for me, my personal theme of my life, which there was a lot of waking up happened, but wow, that day was a huge wake up call for me, a breaking open. And I feel was a wake up call for our country, our world, of what is happening. Why are these people reacting like this? What are we doing in the world that has them hate us so much? It just really brought me into a wake up call of wanting to understand, wanting to learn more about what's happening on the world stage in these realms of war and peace, if you will. That was the beginning of a very unexpected path for me.
Well, you mentioned earlier that you eventually, I guess, went to New York City to join in one of the marches that the September 11th Families for Peaceful Tomorrow organized, but part of that was a response that we don't really want this to be banging the drum of war, that peace was a better approach.
You know, one of the tagline of September 11th, Families for Peaceful Tomorrows, is a quote from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, which is, "Wars are poor chisels for carving out peaceful tomorrows." And for me, I was living in California again at that time in 2001. So I felt a bit disconnected from feeling I could take some direct action like that walk for peace. But I did feel when there was the drumbeat of war happening that that wasn't the response that, in my perception and in my heart, wasn't what would help the world, make the world a better place. And it wasn't, you know, the words back then, there was a lot of words used. We really want to avenge the death of these people. It's like, well, these people is my dad. And that act of war is not going to make me feel better. I don't believe it's going to help my family. It's not going to bring my dad back. It's only potentially going to have another son in some other country lose their father, or vice versa, have a father lose their son. And so I was very grateful when I saw members of this fledgling organization back then have a walk for peace and use their voice as a family member to say, not in my name, this is not serving me. It's like, that's what I feel. And some of our members actually went to Afghanistan very early on after the invasion to find what usually people discover and what is known about war, that 90, I don't know the stat, but 90%+ of the casualties of war are civilian. It's not, you know, how do you from a plane with a bomb specifically know, okay, right there is that specific person we're looking for. It's just, you know, war is messy. And as we now know, 20 years later, the ripples of what even our retaliation continue.
Right. So the name of your book is From Tragedy to Transformation, The Son's Lessons from 9/11. So what were some of the lessons and some of the transformation?
Oh, thank you, Mark. Well, that could be a multi-hour long question. I'm sure you can relate having such a deep wake up call, as I said. Breaking open is one word that really sums things up for me. And we, on this fifth anniversary of 9/11, we Peaceful Tomorrows, and I also attended a international conference for peace that we helped bring people together from around the world who also had suffered a loss from war, terrorism, an act like that, including survivors of Hiroshima and bombings in Madrid from back then, of apartheid, of Rwandan genocide, all of these people that had this breaking open experience from an act of war and tragedy. And then that experience had them see maybe a big picture of life. So for me, that is what one of the transformations is, recognizing from that breaking open experience that, you know, we're all connected, and that we're really caretakers of planet Earth. As we, you know, the pandemic really deepened this lesson for me, that there's a way that we're in a separation syndrome on our planet and our human family. And having that breaking open experience for me had me feel, well, hurting that person over there because I got hurt is just continuing that act of terror, or that energy of me versus you, I'm right, you're wrong.
Let me just jump in here and say, we've been talking to Antonio Aversano, author from Tragedy Transformation, The Son's Lessons from 9/11. And this has been Mark Dunley from Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. So continue.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So, wow. So many lessons. I'd say if I go for the deepest one, 2 years prior to losing my dad on September 11th, 2001, I actually found myself in a transformational workshop called the Landmark Forum in San Francisco. And out of that experience, the biggest healing and transformation I received was a healing with my dad, because as at that point, I was a freshly 30-year-old, and parents make easy targets in our lives for when our lives are not working. My dad was the bullseye for me at that time. And I realized through that experience of doing some personal growth work in this weekend workshop that my dad was doing the best he could with what he had. And I had this huge healing with my dad that day. I apologized to him for me being the jerk that I was blaming him for being. And our relationship transformed that day so deeply. I feel I grew a relationship with my dad over those next 2 years that I could have never imagined. And that had a miraculous way when I lost him on 9/11 to really help me through that tragedy, because it was that shift in perspective I had of, oh my God, my dad isn't being a jerk. I was being a jerk, of really taking responsibility for my perception, for my view of life, and really growing a compassion with him and getting out there with him and understanding him more, that helped me transform that, that allowed me to, again, gain a bigger perspective when this tragedy happened, where I didn't go in reaction so quickly into hatred. I mean, I was traumatized. I was, of course, sad with my family for this tragedy in the world, for all of this loss. But personally, I went into a more contemplative place of wanting to understand and recognizing the simple truth that hurt people, and healed people heal people.
So what has been the reaction to your book? Have you gotten much feedback from people?
You know, I'd say the biggest, I wasn't expecting much. I mean, it's not like a Amazon or New York Times bestseller. It's a very small little compilation of some stories. The biggest response and the biggest impact that I feel I've received is when someone personally read it or reaches out to me, or I have a conversation, maybe with someone like you offline, or, you know, that, you know, tell me about this. And I have that dialogue, and maybe I sit and I share a story about this healing with my dad, that something is touched in that other person where maybe they find a little more courage in their lives, or find a little more compassion in their hearts for themselves, maybe, that has them maybe go out that day and not react to that person in line at the store or the bank teller or their family member or their children or their parents. I know that that one shift can create ripples, right? That every interaction creates a ripple that we can't perceive how that might then continue on to the next person, the next person. So I'd say that's the biggest impact, is knowing that that one conversation, that one smile could make its way around the world, you know?
So let's end with a two-part question. One is,
sure,
we're now at the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Mm-hmm. Clearly, the United States and the world have not really embraced a concept of peace as the way. War is still very prevalent. So, you know, what is your reflection on the 20th anniversary? And then the last part, people would like to, get a copy of your book. How best can they do that?
Oh, thank you so much, Mark. Yeah, it's been interesting to reflect on, 20 years later, like, how have things changed, or, where are you now? And one of the answers that's come is it feels like 20 years later, nothing has changed. But yet, for me, my perception on a deeper level, so much has changed, because I see many people in the world, maybe not on the headline news, but again, through my lens, I work in the life coaching world. That's some of my work. I am in the personal growth. I work with indigenous teachings and ceremony and wisdoms. I see a lot of people questioning, is this really what this is all about? and making career changes, making changes that have them be in that place of discovery and inquiry of how can I really live this gift of my life? And that was a big outcome for me. That's what I know my dad would have wanted for me to how to live is to find joy in my life, to really follow my heart, follow my truth, and do it with humility of like, okay, well, how can I live in a good way knowing that how I am in the world is impacting other people? So if anyone, you know, is interested in those kinds of, you know, insights, I love having these conversations. And if you might find some benefit in reading about such things, the website is a Son's Lessons from 911, the numbers 911.com. And yeah, you can get in touch with me through there, and you can get a copy of that. I'm thinking I'm probably going to make try to get a free way to download that for people to get a digital copy, and I'm just working on that. You can always send me a message if you would like that too through that website, a Son's Lessons from 911.com.
Well, thank you very much. Obviously, you know, condolences, and we've been talking with Antonio Avesano, and this has been Mark Dunley from the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.